Father in heaven, that's our confession this morning. You are God. You are not a man. Man can fail, but you will never fail. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for the gift of salvation. We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for connecting us back to God. Thank you because we have been accepted in the beloved. What a wonderful gift. We appreciate you this morning. Can you put your hands together for God this morning, please? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know, God said to us that we have entered a season of grace. It says season of grace. I don't know when it will end. It will never end in Jesus' name. He said, we have entered a season of grace. So, maybe September, maybe October, maybe November, maybe December, I don't know. But he said we entered a season of grace. And when you are graced, what happened to you? When you are graced by God, what happened to you? What happened to you? Everything becomes possible. All your mountains will be leveled in Jesus' name. All your valleys will be filled in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to believe God. God is in the miracle working business. If he doesn't do it, what will he use it for? Think about it. No, people have to be blessed. I will be blessed. Please, can you say to me that I will be blessed? Yes, I want you to understand. People have to be blessed. And God is ready to bless. People have to be healed. God is ready to heal. People have to prosper. And God is ready to prosper. What will God use it for anyway? He said the cattle of the thousand hills, they are mine. He owns everything. He created everything. Everything you see, the exploit of men, in terms of everything we've done, God put the potential in us before we left heaven. So God is still the owner of everything, all inventions, everything. He owns everything. Because everything originated from him. And that same God is your Father. Are you not happy this morning? You should be. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know, in the month of September, we are looking for grace for exploits. That's what we are looking at. Grace for exploits. Let me read from Romans chapter 5, from verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, we will believe God. Brethren, I said we will believe God. No. It's about your belief. No, please. It is about your belief. And you can't share belief. The belief of a father cannot be transferred to the children. You can tell people, but they have to believe themselves. Belief is personal. That is why we cannot deliver at the same level. Belief is personal. Your belief determines your demeanor, determines your attitude. It's about your belief. In fact, your belief determines your actions and inactions, reactions. It's about your belief. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. And reigned is past tense. Reigned. That means it is the past. It is not the present. You will not experience death. I say you will not experience death. Anybody here under the sound of my voice, that one stupid devil or demon is threatening you with death, tell them the reign of death has expired in your life in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, say the reign of death has expired in my life, in the life of my children, in my business, in this country, in the name of Jesus. He said reign, past tense. Much more. Look at it. That's why I needed to understand what it means to be a believer. You know, sometimes when you understand what it means to be a child of God, you are going to be feeling tipsy. No, you don't need to say, that's why the joy of the Lord is your strength. He said, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with what? The Holy Ghost. You are going to be feeling tipsy. You understand who you are. Child of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Abba. That rain, much more, they which receive abundance of what? Please project it for me, please. Please help my ministry. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, look at it. That they, much more, they which receive what? Abundance of what? Grace. And the gift of what? Shall do what? Where will they reign? I can't hear. Where will they reign? It didn't say they will come and reign in heaven to start with. No. Because we must chop life before we chop heaven. Abby, you don't want to chop life. Say, I will chop life. Say to yourself, I will chop life. Now you know why. He said they will reign in this life. They will reign in this life. So please don't postpone your blessing. They will reign in this life. They will receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came unto all men unto justification of what? Justification of life. You know why I'm reading? Please. What you say to yourself is important. What you think about is important. What you meditate on is, it will affect everything about you. Because we succeed from within and people fail from within. No matter what anybody tells anybody, if you believe you are a failure, there's nothing anybody can do. But no matter what you are passing through, if you believe you are a success, you will be a success. It's only a matter of time. He said, justification unto life. Of life. For as by one man disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But when sin abounded, what happened? Grace. Everybody say grace. Did much more abound. Let me tell you something. I don't care what they are saying about your country. Grace will turn Nigeria around. All these things they are talking about, they are just talking. They don't understand. I say grace will turn the economy of Nigeria around. You know why? We full ground. What did I say? You are not understanding. You know why? We full ground. Who we torpedo us? Who we capture us? We dey here. You know why we will full ground, Gidiba? We dey grand. You know dey grand? We dey here. This is our country. Niger is the name. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. Yeah. I'm a typical Nigerian. For the child of God, I make things happen. I turn things around. Yes. When sin abound, when they are stealing money. Yeah, Abby, when they are compromising. When some girls have to be sleeping with men to make money, grace much more abound. People like Ife, they can believe God to be able to pay for their masters. When some girls think, do you know what happened? All the car that they are using to carry people about, to sleep with them. This girl will buy the car if she wants. When sin abounds. All these compromises, one stupid, they carry you, they give you something. They are collecting your destiny. Can you imagine this beautiful young lady? Just 25. She got to this church at 21. She worked her destiny. And let me tell you something, nobody has to prophesy where she's going to. You know she's going on top of her world. Nobody has to tell anybody. When sin abound, grace did much more abound. Please, don't do it. If you can't be them, join them. Don't join them. Verse 21, I want us to read together. Verse 21, please project. 1, 2, 3, go. That our sin has rained unto what? Even so. Through who? Unto eternal life by Christ our Lord. Grace is reigning. Say grace is reigning. Say grace will reign in my life. Say grace will reign in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you how God told somebody that you know and I know. How God defined what grace is. Who else can talk to us about grace if except God? Maybe you are tired in ministry today. Maybe you are tired of your marriage. Maybe you are tired of your business. Oh, maybe you are tired of the bad news you are hearing. Maybe you have been wearied. Maybe it seems as if what is going to happen next? You are saying, God, when? How will it happen? I have news for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I read from verse 7. I have news for you. You are not the only person. You are not the first person. In fact, this man, you are not the first. Neither will you be the second person. Let me tell you something. This life that we live in, there is no mercy in this life. No mercy. Okay, if you have malaria, go inside the sun. It will still beat your head. There are people, life is not merciful. It is only the fact that because that's what the Bible says, the devil is the prince of power of the air. So you know what? That's why we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There is fighting that is going on. That is why you cannot afford not to encapsulate yourself, not to understand what you carry, what has been done for you. Salvation is not something that is cheap to attain. Salvation put us in a pedestal, in a vantage position to deal with situation and circumstances. That is who we are as children of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, I read. This man had an issue, like you, maybe you have. This man had a challenge, like maybe you have. Economic issue, financial issue, marital issue, something is not working, business issue, any issue whatsoever. And I'm telling you this morning, I want you to understand, and I can bet you, listen to me good. And tap into what I'm saying. Unless I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation that was given unto me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Let me tell you something. People have challenges not because they are sinning, sometimes because they are righteous. It's not everybody that has a challenge that is because of sin, no. Some people are holy, they are righteous. But the challenge is, Father, we live in this world. But he said, we are not of this world. This man had an issue. So he had to go to God in prayers. It is good to pray. Praise the Lord. It is good to pray. It is good to, what a friend we have in Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So this man prayed to God. Ah, my brother, my sisters, please, when you pray, God will answer you. I say, when you pray, God will answer you. It is important to pray, but it's much more important to hear God speak to you. He prayed. For this sin, I besought the Lord three times, that he might depart from me. Verse 9. Can we read together verse 9, please? Who said to him? Who said to him? God said to him. What is it? My is what? Now, I want you to pray as you are seated down. God, please supply me with sufficient grace. Whatever you are passing through. I'm talking about sufficient grace for your economy, for your health, for your business. Sufficient grace. You need sufficient grace. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. You need sufficient grace not to be discouraged. In Jesus' name we are praying. So what is grace? Grace is the resource of heaven given to mankind to do exploit here on earth. It's the resource of heaven. It's like when you have grace, you have everything. It's the resource of heaven. And you don't want your grace level to go short. It is the resource of heaven. When grace is supplied, impossibility becomes possible. Failure becomes success. Sickness gets healed when grace is supplied. When grace is available, joy shows up. Season of grace is likened to season of harvest. So when God says we have entered the season of grace, I want you to rejoice because we have entered the season of harvest. So in the season of grace, what must you not do in the season of grace? Number one, some of you are not writing anything and you won't buy the tapes. You think you will understand everything I'm saying? And especially like some of you young people, you are not writing, you are not doing anything. You must, in fact, you don't have to buy the tape, you only have to download it for free. Because usually, whatever God gives, there has to be something that you must tap into. Look at this. If you want this fan to work, you must plug it and put it on. It's there, it can work. Now, the first thing you must do for yourself, and I want to say it clear and loud, don't entertain any negativity. Don't entertain any negativity about yourself, about the situation. All the news you are hearing on social network, Nigeria, is to destabilize you, is to take your faith, is to everything. That is why they are bombarding you, That is the way the devil fights. We've been fought to almost stand still, that people know what to believe again. You know, some people are even saying, Nigeria, what's going to happen to Nigeria? What will happen to Nigeria? Nigeria will succeed. Oh. You think I'm just talking for talking's sake? Who are they? Nigeria is Afghanistan. It will never become one. It's not possible. Tell them I said so. Who is it to say when Jehovah has not commanded? Nigeria is not Somalia. And it will never be one. Nigeria is Nigeria. Have you not heard all the evil prophecy concerning Nigeria? All this COVID thing, everything. He said, it will not happen in Nigeria. Romans 8:31. He God be for us. Who can be against us? Including COVID. Naira can be 530 to $1, but I can assure you there will be a turnaround. Honestly, believe me, I'm telling you, I said there will be a turnaround. There will be a turnaround. What are you talking about? Do you know that we have over 15, 16 million children in diaspora? People that are on top of their game. Immediately we get our hatchet, everybody come down. It will happen. You know, in the case of Joseph, they had to go to Egypt. In the case of Nigeria, they will return back to Nigeria. A lot more, we have champions. We have people that are very, very great. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Don't let anybody tell you that your country will not work. That's why it's bombarding us. You know what it's bombarding us? It wants us to lose faith in our country. Now, what does that say? Don't do what? Entertain any negativity. Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus, looking upon, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are. In fact, let me tell you something. Look at me. There are some things that are not possible with me. There are some things that I cannot handle. I mean, so also you. There are too many things you cannot handle because you are a man. But when God joins you, it becomes with God. So don't ever sentence yourself to any Don't sentence yourself to an imprisonment of life because you have God. He said, with man, there are too many things I cannot do. I don't have the ability to do too many things. There are some things, you know, he said, when your heart is overwhelmed, it leads you to the rock. Maybe some people are passing through sickness, maybe cancer, maybe diabetes. With men, with doctors, they say this is impossible. They say it's incurable disease. They say, yes, they can't undo it. With God, all things are be possible. Our sister said she went. Oxygen was going down. 79. You know what happened? That night, God sent an angel. Oxygen was at 70 something. If she had slept till morning, the way she got to the isolation center was a miracle. You will know that it's God ordained, God arranged. Nobody will die in this church. I say we will not die. Listen to me. Don't ever entertain any negativity about yourself. Even when you have done anything wrong, please ask God for forgiveness and forgive yourself. What did I say? When you ask God for forgiveness, what do? Forgive yourself. Don't let anybody be telling you, because of this I've done. Because it's not true. There is now therefore no condemnation. You are not under condemnation. You are not under judgment. You have been justified. So let's say you have done something wrong. Please, and if you have done something wrong to somebody, maybe your wife, maybe your husband, maybe your worker, just apologize. After you finish apologizing, forgive yourself. Number two. The first one, don't entertain any negativity about yourself, about any situation. I'm not saying you are not going to do analysis. I'm not saying you don't know that Naira is 530. But please, please, say to yourself, it is 530. But, do you know what happened? Do you know that they pay Ife dollar in Nigeria? She was paid in dollars. Please, can God not do it again? It doesn't matter now. Don't bother. When somebody is sharing testimony, it's obvious that the miracle is around. So it is not testimony and not things for people to be jealous. No, there are people for somebody to people to tap into. All of you here, my children, you want to go for your masters abroad, your parent don't have money, if first parent cannot afford to send her abroad, I'm sure. But God can afford to do what? To send her. Say, God will send me. You are not saying, say, God will send me. Yes, God sent her.
She told me she will be going for her master by the end of the year. It's okay. She said she will resign. But don't resign yet. You know what happened? When the thing that happened, they said they will pay them severance allowance. The kind of money that they paid my daughter. Daddy too said, this is very good. This is very good. Eh? Ah, daddy has been working for how many years? That kind of money, if they pay into daddy's account, it's money. What can God not do? Now, I'm not talking in Lagos. I'm not talking in Abuja. She worked in Shaki. Do you know Shaki? Ah, with God. I say, don't entertain, what did I say? Any negativity. Oh, how will I do this? How will it happen? It may not happen with me because I can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. Say to yourself, with my God. Say that miracle. Say that what you want. Yeah, say with my God. Say exactly what you want God to do for you. This week, next week, I want you to say it with my God. Because you've tried your best. You've tried everything you know to do. You have prayed. You have fasted. You have done everything, but it's not adding up. But with God. But with God. But with God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, somewhere in the scripture, I said they limited the Holy One of Israel. You will not limit God. You know what they said? They said they limited the Holy One of Israel. You know the meaning of it? God will have done something, but they didn't allow God to do it. That will not be your story. I said that will not be your story. Have you not heard in this church when a university is telling one of our sons to come and pay $50 for masters? In this same church. Have you not heard in this church that they were collecting scholarship? Have you not heard in this same church? So if first testimony is not one off, and more will still happen in the name of Jesus. You know what happened? Some people got scholarship. Some people, their parents gave them scholarship. If I gave herself scholarship. Anyway, yourself, parents, international organization, scholarship is scholarship. Abibeko, kusha mati mwawa, karowo, no. Either by yourself, either by your parents, either by Shell, either by Chevron, either by Kituni. By New Covenant Church, scholarship is scholarship. Abibeko, what's the meaning of scholarship? Somebody paid for something. So don't bother. It's not cut and paste. Because it has happened for somebody like this, it will happen for me like this. No. God is original. He said, I will do a new thing. Please don't be doing cut and paste. Believe God for your own. That's why your fingerprint is different. Can we clap for Jesus this morning? I say clap for Jesus this morning. So don't be doing cut and paste in life. Praise the Lord. So when something happens to somebody, don't bother. Eh? It must happen. It must. How will it happen to you like that? God is specializes in doing new things. He said, I will do a new thing. So if you pluck the old thing that he has done before, God will help you. That is why there's no room for envy and jealousy. Because when my own comes, just imagine this effect in this church. You know, she must have heard testimonies of people going for masters. Yes or no? Maybe 4 years ago, she'll be believing God. Look at the way our own came. Your own will come. Please, please, and please, I want to say to you this morning, in your life, don't entertain any jealousy or envy. You don't need it. You know what? You limit God. When you act because you are envious, when you act before you are jealous, even you know what? Nobody will know but you will know. When you judge people based on envy and jealousy, nobody will know, but you will know in your mind. You are limiting God. Because you are saying, God, what you have done for that person, you can't do it for me. Who is it to speak when Jehovah has not commanded? My brother, my sister, all of you are our children. If you want to travel abroad for your master, stand up. Before I go on, stand up. If you want to travel abroad for your master, stand up. One more battle. Can you imagine? I'm telling you to stand up there. We are an issue. You want to travel abroad for your master? Stand up. Raise up your hands to God. And say, God, save my father. Father, I look up to you today. Say it after me. I look up to you today. I thank you for what you are doing in this church. I thank you for what you have done. I desire to go and study, say the place, say the university, say everything yourself. Yeah, say it. Say where you want to go to. I'm not the one that wants to go there. Say everything to God. Father, please do for them what only you can do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, you may be seated. Listen to me. Somebody was asking. He said, oh, these people that you are training and they are going, why will they not go? We are not training them to stay. We are pushing them to the ends of the earth to go and blossom. So don't be afraid. The church will grow. Don't worry. Number two. Don't ever stop yourself from dreaming and attempting great things. There's a difference between dreaming and not attempting something. Don't ever, ever stop yourself from dreaming and attempting great things. I don't know inside this world how I can ever stop making money. I don't know. How can it be possible? Ask me, is it euro? Is it dollar? Is it pound sterling? How is it possible that I will not make money? Because you know what? I dream, and what do? I attempt. Arise, larika. Don't be dreaming and not doing. That's what they call the dream. I was telling my daughter, I said, look at these artworks, 11. 1 month ago, it was in my mind. Look at the way I brought them out. I said, they were in my mind. Yeah. But now, I'm thinking of sculpting something now with marble. I've been thinking about it. I must have thought about it for over... I've thought about it for like 4 or 5 months. So, and I'm working it out. I've never sculpted before, but I'm going to sculpt it. So how many artworks do I have? Good number, but I'm not selling yet. It is until it gets to a particular, because there will be too much demand. I'm talking about the fact that don't stop what? What did I say? Don't stop dreaming and attempting great things. I didn't say small things because you serve a great God. No, I didn't say attempt small things. What did I say you attempt? Great things. Don't attempt small things. No. Don't even try. No. You are past that level. Attempt great things. Where they will say no to people, go there and apply. Tell them I am making. I was one that God is calling us. You know what? He's sending an application for masters. I don't know. And when he's saying the thing, he said, do you people have a scholarship? Do you people? Do you people have scholarship? They said, no, we don't have. A few days after, he said, we are very sorry for telling you that we don't have scholarship. Can you imagine? They are sorry. He said, Niger, we have struggle. Well, she was afraid of her boss before, this same girl. Can you imagine she was living in fear of that boss? She wouldn't have gotten to where she got today. Yes or no? Would she have gotten there? You know what? The Bible says, they that know their God shall do what? Shall be strong and do exploit. She remembered the daughter of who she is. He said, Frenchman, sit down. Let young Nigerian girl teach you wisdom. Yes, sense. Spiritual sense. Physical sense. I'm sure she remembered the phrase God told Joseph to teach the senators wisdom. She was afraid. She said, the man is, I said, he's not racist. Sit down there. Which racist? I don't know. I don't see any. You will resign. Don't you resign for where? Who will tell you to resign? Ibituban Lilamba Omobiri. What are we talking about? One pastor, I said, which pastor? I said, sit down there. Sit down, my friend. Say, I will resign. I say, resign. When I did not approve it, who will approve your resignation? The man is a racist. He has said that is why you are there. Say, come and sit down. Frenchman, sit down. And she taught the man a lesson. Do you know how close they are today? Same man, my brother, my sister, the earnest expectation of creation. They are waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. The issue is, are we going to manifest? I said we will manifest in Jesus' name. I said we will manifest in Jesus' name. Can you imagine if he did not take that action to turn our destinies around? It was that singular action that turned our destinies around. Don't ever stop dreaming. And when you dream, attempt great things. You dream and you attempt. You dream and you attempt. My wife knows me. Anything I'm thinking about, I must do it. Even if it didn't work. No, once I'm thinking about it and I tell her, we must do it. Sometimes I look at everything I've done, I've created. I say, woman, Lagbara, you don't want to know. I'm talking about things that sometimes, you know, the whole of my house. Yeah. You dream and you do. Faith without what? Works is what? It doesn't matter if it's in your mind. No. You bring what is in your mind to physical manifestation. Now let me tell you what your dream does. Good can be the enemy of better. And better can be the enemy of bad. The best is yet to come at any level. The best of all invention today. Indeed, tomorrow they will get to scrap yard. Or they are the best antique. All the cars we are using now. In the next 20 years, when cars are flying, they will be telling, yes, the same car you are using today. So there is no best of man yet. And you are part of the creator of God. Listen to me, you will shine. I say you will shine. Listen to me. When cars are flying, when cars are driving themselves, you'll be asking yourself a question. What are we talking about? Look at mobile phone now. How many years ago? It was a luxury. When somebody had a mobile phone, you almost be worshipping them. Your dream is part of what will sustain humanity on earth. And if you dream and you are not doing anything about it, think about it. Everything you see today, they are dreams of other people. Let me ask you, when will you contribute your own? You dream and you do. You dream and you do. You dream and you don't tell me that Nigeria discourages people. You know what you'll be singing for yourself? There is no discouragement. Just put that in. La la la, la la la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Ya 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 ya. Pire pire. Now, don't tell me that my wife, it's my wife that is discouraging me. It's my husband that is discouraging me. It's my daddy that is God. Please! I want to warn you, parents, don't discourage your children. They should not be thinking the way you are thinking. Or else, we should examine them. They should not be behaving the way we are behaving. We should examine them. We want them to do things the way we do it. What are you talking about? The guy has prayed. I will force him to pray for 2 hours. You'll be religious. You know what the Bible says? You want to hear me? You know why they are receiving miracles? The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Most of these children have a pure heart. They don't have the backlog that we have. You know about witches and wizards, they don't know. In fact, to discard a witch to one, some of these guys, they say, what's a witch? They don't know. It's not in their lexicon. They don't know witch. You are the one, immediately they talk about witch, you have a picture of one woman. You have the picture. They don't have it. They only know the picture of success. They only know the picture of good things. They see good things. They see good things. They think about good things. You are the one that is not thinking about good things. Oh God, Aye Leo. They don't know Aye. It's only you that knows Aye. See, you know, when you are talking now, two of us are talking. I think, it interpreted. You have interpreted the whole thing. When you tell them, let's say, Daddy, what are you talking about? They don't know the meaning. And once you don't know the meaning, they don't understand fear that you understand. Someone wants so look at one so look at one. Is it stone? That is stone. They don't know. Don't bring them to your level. Let them stay at their level because they are flying high. That's why they are making discoveries. The Bible says, I have not seen, nor he has heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of men. Listen to me. All these children, please don't discourage them. All this one that you know yourself. Why you there? Go, kill me that down. What the? I can't remember. Long, I could die. We have to reckon. They don't know it. They have got. What the bathroom? Hey, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Mom, what's up? First time again, you kunle. Go. I say, why must you kunle for me outside there? That is abuse. Okay, inside on top of stone. So the girl must kneel down on top of stone like this. Don't double left for me. Hey, boy, what's up? You know what happened? That's why they be running away from their daddy. Say, you know what happened? Your son says, good morning, sir. Is that not good enough? Until he does like this. Before you accept it. It's abuse. I'm sorry. No. Let me tell you something. Okay, let me look at this. Somebody's outside there. He has to greet you. I beg you. Good morning, sir. Put out their two hands on the stone. Let me ask you, what will he do for you? Huh? Culture? Huh? It's culture. Do you know what happened? Let me tell you something. The bank can be kneeling down for you and be standing inside. Respect is not, you see, they can be kneeling down and be standing inside them. That is why we lose fellowship with our children. We force them. We are not considerate. We keep forcing. When they have the opportunity, they run away. They pay mommy. They pay le. No, they greet. I'm telling you, they greet or they respect us. Some of them, I like to hug them. I love it. Okay, why must you do that for me? When we can touch ourselves, I even like to shake them. Good morning, sir. It's enough for me. Good morning, I just alone. Look, see. Good afternoon, sir. Is that not good enough? Until those two things get to the ground. Thank you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I say, God bless you. I say, God bless you. Yes. They are respectful. Praise the Lord. You know, I relate with them and we talk. These children have respect, though. Children, greet us well, and you are greeting me well. Greet your daddy, greet your mommy very well. Some people, their children are not kneeling down for them at home. When they get outside, they want to show that they have respect. Oh, yeah, kneel down there. She's not kneeling down for you at home. So the children is confused. Mom, what's it? When she greet you at home, you didn't say, oh, yeah, SMJG, go call her. Now, over data because the pastor only first they come, first she's confused. The guy is confused. Dobale from that year. Dobale from that year. I don't even know the thing. What are you talking about? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That doesn't mean our children should not have respect. That doesn't mean our children doesn't have respect. But what I'm just saying to us is this. Don't let's put a burden, unnecessary burden, on them. You know what? We interpret what it is. When you greet an elder, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. You know, fair enough. Me, if that one is good enough for me. I'm sorry if it's not good enough for you, you can demand the other one. That one is good enough for me. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Please, Let our children, don't debar them from dreaming. Let them dream. Please. Encourage them to dream. Let them do what is different. The last but not the least. Do you know that some of these children, I've been analyzing it though, they don't have enemies though. They don't have enemies. I'm telling you. You can't, in fact, enemies not even their lexicon. They don't have personal enemies. How did we get there? Is it not where we're coming from? We got something from our parents, from what they used to do with other people. So we collected the thing. Yes or no? Very good. And most people too want to pass those things to their children. They don't have enemies. Even if you tell them not to greet somebody, they won't listen to you. They won't listen. And they will tell you their mind. If you so wish for them to tell you their mind, they will tell you their mind. Please allow your children to tell you their mind. When you talk to them, ask for their opinion. What do you think? As we are coming to church this morning, you know I want to talk about them. So I was wondering. So myself and my wife were playing something from inside and we were dancing. And I saw both of them outside. I was asking them. I said, you are going to back up praise and worship. You are looking like this. I don't know what happened to them. I wind them before they drop. So Tunja and they should say thank you to me because I helped him wind them to be able to lead praise and worship very well. They were looking as if something had happened to me. I said, what has happened early in the morning, Sunday morning? Myself and my wife were dancing. Instead of you to join us, praise the Lord. What I'm saying is, can we be interested in them enough? I'm talking about the way they look. I'm talking about asking questions that are everything and everything. That's our job. Praise the Lord. That's when we give them the right vibes. That's when we connect with each other. That's when we have a good relationship. We discuss. We have conversation on every issue and every matter. No matter what it is, our children, they are wonderful. And we are wonderful parents too. Praise to the Lord. Verse 3, the last. Wake up. Life is for players and actors. You know why? You don't want to be a spectator in life. That's the last thing you want to be. You don't want to be a spectator in life. You know what they give spectators? Leftover. But you can be a spectator during your leisure time. When you've done what you need to do, of course, you have to relax. That's when you be a spectator. But generally, life is for players and actors. It's not for spectators. Spectators, they give them leftovers in life. Do you know what God said? Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 10 from verse 16. He said, behold, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. Now, think about it. Jesus, wise as serpents. Thomas, don't let them play you. Don't let life be playing you as if you don't have brain. Don't let be play as if you don't have sense. Don't be the one that they push around. Don't let them give you a project and your project is the one that they are saying it is not good, it doesn't have no. Don't be the one in the class that is coming last. Play! Don't be the one that is complaining that Nigeria is not good. No! That's not your portion. Don't be the one that is saying dollar is 730. Yes, it's 730 for everybody. Play! Is for players and actors. Complainers. They see the dark side of things. Everything is not good today. Everything is not good tomorrow. Everything is not good day after tomorrow. Yet, you are living. You have been saying it for the past 2 years, for the past 3 years, for the past 4 years, for the past 5 years. How will it be good in your direction? It's not for spectators. Spectators, they give them leftovers. Life is for players. Men who wants to solve the problem, bring the problem. He said, give me that mountain. Yeah. He said, give me that mountain. He didn't. You can look at when Caleb went to Joshua for crying out aloud at 85. And what God promised that he has not gotten at 85. And he was not discouraged. If you are the one, God promised him something at 40. But of course, time and season. He makes something beautiful in his time. 85. God promised Caleb. Joseph was there. Joshua was there. Joshua became the leader. And he was not responding to Caleb appropriately. Caleb had to go to Joshua. Be as wise as a serpent. Go and demand what belongs to you from life. Please, don't tell me that Nigeria is not good. Things are happening in this nation. So, Caleb went to Joshua. Joshua, I'm not asking you for any free gift. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm only asking you for something that I will fight for. No, I'm not asking you to give me a gift. No. I'm asking you to give me something that I will invest in. I'm not asking you to give me money. Some people, you know, some people are not even credit worthy. You know, somebody borrowed you money, you did not return it. How will you get another one? Institution give you fund. You are believing them to write it off. The first loan I got from a bank, yeah. No, I didn't have any collateral, you know, in those days. The man that collateralized it for me thought I was not going to pay back. I said, me, I paid back to the last kobo. You know why? You know, I want to have a stand and a capacity. I paid it off. One day, the second facility I got, I wanted to invest high. I wanted to buy this huge equipment. You know what? There are some equipment I use now that people have not still been using. And I've been using them for how many years in this country? There's, you know, my embroidery, there are some things I do on computer. And I started it, how many years ago? Over 10, 15 years. And so they are still not doing it. So I wanted to buy this equipment, move to the next level. I didn't have enough money. And Pastor Bayo, he had gone. Yeah. So Pastor Bayo came with his oga to my factory. One morning, they came to just impromptu. They came. And the man saw me on a machine. And I was working with a wood. And all the dust were all over me. He said, where is the owner of this man? Where is the owner of this factory? Who is the owner? Where is the owner? So my brother looked and said, that's the man. The man said, let's go. We give this man money. Our money cannot get along with this man. And they gave me the money and they got their money back. Listen to me. Life is not for spectators. Life is when people are acting. So when you talk about the grace of God, you cannot afford to take it in vain. Please don't tell me what is the problem. Tell me the solution. Don't tell me what is not going on well. Tell me that you can solve what is not going on well. And it will be well with you. I say it will be well with you. Can we rise up this morning and begin to give glory to God? Let's begin to appreciate God this morning. Yes, 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 You are not a spectator. You are supposed to be acting. I want us to give glory to God this morning. I want to honor His Majesty this morning. Please don't tell me that something is not possible. The Bible says with God all things are possible. Please, I want you to remove that impossibility from your mind. Today, I want you to begin to commit yourself to God and say it is a month of abundance of grace. I want us to begin to pray to God Almighty. God, let your grace be sufficient for me this month and beyond. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this morning. Let your grace be sufficient for me. Let your grace be sufficient for me in all my endeavor. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can you look at this month of September? Can I tell you to do something this month? Can you have a target? What do you want to have accomplished by the end of September? Yeah, can you have a target? Now, yeah, think about it. What do you want to have accomplished by the end of September? Can you talk to God about it now? Now, between now and the end of September, we have grace for exploits. What do you want to accomplish? You! Bring it to God this morning. And I want to be specific. This is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. By the end of September, I want you to be very, very specific. Don't be general, be specific. What will you have me do for you? What will you have me do for you? In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please look at me. Please look at me. Please, can you get home and write it down? Now, it's a right division. Now, please. I'm telling you it will happen. Now, I want you to pray. Pray for grace to do your part. Whatever you have asked God for this morning, can you believe God for grace? Yes. Whatever you have asked God for now, believe God for grace to do my part. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we are grateful to you this morning. Because you are a God of grace. Lord, I pray for wonderful people that are here standing before your presence. Lord God of heaven, all their dreams and their aspiration from September through the end of the year, I speak this morning for ministry spirits to be sent from heaven to begin to work out their miracles in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia that is blocking anybody's miracle this morning, we come against you in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia that is not making their joy to be full, we come against in the name of Jesus. Say, let my people go that they may serve me. I release joy to you in the name of Jesus. I release peace to you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is sick this morning, as you sleep and you wake up on Monday, it will have disappeared. As you sleep tonight and wake up on Monday, it will have disappeared. In the name of Jesus, I banish every spirit of unbelief. I banish every spirit of unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome to the month of September. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Welcome to the month of September. Welcome to the season of grace. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Say, it shall be well with me. In the name of Jesus. Say, it shall be well with me. In the name of Jesus. It shall be well with me. In the name of Jesus.